Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thank you, Jim.
Larry, American Manganese is always busy and putting out news releases. Did we have one this week?
Yes, we did. We were invited to present by two funds in the United States because that's going to be a major push for us. In 2011, we had, something like about close to 80% of our shareholders were U.S. Today, it's between 10 and 20%. So we want to make our entrance into the U.S. and probably eventually look at listing on the NASDAQ board. So it's a good start for us. We have that prospectus on the shelf prospectus, and that is pretty much worked its way on our side through the whole system. And there should be an announcement soon that part is complete, and then we'll see what is done about that in the next few weeks. So it's looking really good. The H.C. Wainwright had their 23rd annual Global Investment Conference on September the 13th to the 15th. We participated in that. They're a very large investor in all kinds of projects, including green. And then the AGP Virtual Energy Conference will be on December the 31st, or 21st, sorry, Jim. There'll be more information about that. They are definitely in the closed-loop lithium-ion battery recycling area. So it's really very interesting that we got invited to these, and I think that we'll see more of these in the future. So we do our presentation. But in the meantime, the markets have been real crappy all week, and today we got specifically hit back down to 116, and that's either a function of the market or a function helped by the predators, I don't know. But there's been a lot of news out. And the big news is Sibanye-Stillwater has bought 50% of Ioneer's Rhyolite Ridge Lithium Boron project in Nevada for just under $500 million. And so that's big news. And the reason why I say that is that actually Cometco worked on the solution for the, because it's quite a hard ore to work on that solution for close to a year and a half, and they solved it, and that allowed them to move ahead with the feasibility study. So hats off to Cometco on that, and now you know why I go with Cometco. They're a winning lab. They think out of the box, and they usually fill the plate that they say they're going to fill. So I think that's good news for our shareholders. And another big piece of news was that JB is going to be building a battery manufacturing plant. That fits closely with our plan on building a plant with Idlevolt in Europe. We came out with that six months ago, and JB's now building a plant that always helps the whole industry, and I wish him all the luck on it. So looking at the general market, the gold market's way down. Yesterday it took almost a $40 hit. And today it was down again, and the thing is that they keep saying that gold's a thing of the past, it's dead, it's blah, blah, blah. But I just want to remind everybody that it's a 5,000-year-old currency or longer, and which makes it more valuable than paper or bitcoins or anything that can be printed by man. Because we see what's happened there since 1972, the debit in the United States and the rest of the world has been growing potentially, and now in the last year and a half is just going out of whack. That's inflationary. And inflation destroys currencies, and you just have to turn on the printing press to print more money, and that is diluting the value of the U.S. dollar. But with inflation combined, that puts gold front and center, and I would sooner put my if I was looking at a currency to be involved in, I would sooner be involved in gold than anything else. I'd like to have a nice physical collection of gold, mostly in coins, which are easy to move. I know I've moved them in bad markets before, sold out my collections in order to keep companies going, and so we can. I can always, I always count on gold, and I think that people are downplaying it. But it costs so much money to get an ounce of gold out of the ground. For example, some mines develop less than a half a gram per ton of material. Half a gram. Think of that. You wouldn't even be able to spot it in a pile of a ton of material. So it's expensive to get out. It's hard to find, and it's going to remain a solid currency forever. And when the U.S. went off the gold standard in 72, it was a bad thing for the market. And I think that any currency out there will have to be on some kind of a gold standard. And instead of an ounce per ton backing up, say, a $1,000 bill, it will probably be more like grams per ton to back up a $1,000 bill. And so where you could turn it into the bank and supposedly you'd get your equivalent amount in gold because it's redeemable in gold. And I see that coming down the pike. So we're exposed in that area as well as in the lithium battery area, which is the fastest expanding business that I know of. It's which is around the world. It's certainly growing by leaps and bounds. It's here to stay, and recycling will be here to stay. For example, they're building batteries out of cheaper materials like iron phosphate, and there's very little value to a recycler in those materials. The only value would be in the lithium. And so nobody's going to operate at a loss. These companies that are saving money on the front end will have to pay it out in the back end because you can't just dump it in the dumps anymore. You can't just dump it in the smelters. They'll have to pony up and pay the recyclers a premium to do the recycling of that material. So I don't see that as a big concern. I've talked it over with Cometco. We've met with Cometco and talked it over with them. They feel that they can do iron phosphate, but the cost, they have no idea what the cost will be because until you do the R&D, you just don't know it. And but we're trying to cover all bases. And the AIME technology is solid, so we can continue to operate as we are. The last two press releases pretty much wrapped up all the R&D that we're doing. We hope to be doing more R&D on the electroplating of manganese at the Wendon Strategic Stockpile. And we can, again, going back to iron phosphate, we'll try to get the squeal out from the pig. That's what the Chinese say. And it's basically, I feel that this market correction is not a rout. You'll see certain areas of the market that are responding to things like uranium, oil, coal till recently. And, there's other things that are happening in the market, and anybody involved in those areas are seeing profits, that's for sure. Any other bear market collapse that I saw didn't have those elements in it. So this is a whole different market. It's a whole much more difficult to read. I stand by, eventually when I retire, is selling enough to have the cash to do what I want to do and pay my bills and pay off my bills, better said. And then we can move on to hanging on to the rest of the portfolio, because I know that portfolio inside and out. I know our technology inside and out. And, you know, we're, as far as I can see, we're the leaders in that area. And, you know, I think that don't let them panic you. And don't forget to keep buying the dips, because you're seeing those every day. You know, you'll see it dip down and then go back up. You'll see it dip down and stay down. You'll see it go up. It's a market that's being traded. And I got high hopes, not just high hopes. I have expectations that this market will be over, and we'll be able to move on with our business and go from there.
Larry, if you were talking to one of those investment funds, how would you describe American Manganese to them?
Well, American Manganese is a critical metals company that has a huge manganese deposit in Arizona at a Tillery Peak, and we developed a process for taking very low grades, 2 to 3%, and turning them into, electrolytic manganese metal or electrolytic manganese dioxide. And I just have to say again, I said this a few times, that the dioxide is much cheaper to produce, because 60 or 40% of the dioxide is oxygen. So you only need 60% of the metal, which leaves a smaller footprint when you're mining it. And and it only needs about 20% of the electroplating capabilities that you need for EMM, electrolytic manganese metal. And that was a problem that the U.S. had all through the First and Second World Wars. They tried electroplating, but everything that they got to that point had to be calcined, which is high heat. And seeing as our deposits in Arizona, you don't want to lose that water, because we have a closed loop solution for manganese. We have a closed loop solution for the recycling of lithium ion batteries. Now, we're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the QB board in the U.S. under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. You can find everything there is to find about the company. If you are a person that likes to do due diligence, you can find our financials, our press releases on the advancements of the projects, everything on our site at AmericanManganeseInc.com, and phone me at 778-574-4444.
And where can people email you?
LREAUGH at AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
Well, thank you, Jim.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on September 17th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.